Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch Podcast. It is November 1st, if anybody can believe it. We are officially in the holiday season, and the NerdWatch is back to doing movie premieres, Comic-Cons, and all kinds of other great, fun stuff. We are joined this evening by three very burly men and one petite, lovely lady. She is here tonight as well. First, let me introduce myself. I am G Money. I am joined by Totoro herself. Night Darling is in the house, aka Lindsay is in the house. So she's here to join us, taking over for Ganon. We didn't want him here anyway.
Can this change to permanent?
I really want it to be permanent now. Yeah.
It's like sports when you trade.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't really need for a some punk reason, rock superstar.
Yeah,
right?
We really traded up. You know what I mean? It's weird. also joining us tonight is the gaming guru himself. Format is in the house tonight as well. Also joining us is the sage. It is Hennessy. He's in the house tonight as well. Behind the camera, of course, is Swan. In the peanut gallery is Kai, the fluffer. And then, of course... and then, of course, last but not least, the comic book chairman, Alika, is in the house tonight as well. Alika! Welcome to the show yet again.
Hey.
I'm not prepared.
You're not prepared. Okay, I didn't think you were.
No, I am now.
Okay, good. Well, listen, folks. Big stuff happening this week for this podcast, for this group, and Maui Comics and Collectibles. First off, I want to let everybody know that this November 5th and 6th, it is Maui Comic-Con over at the Lahaina Cannery Mall. You want more information?
Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. all day, baby.
All day long, MauiComicCon.com for more information as well. It's going to be free to the public. It's going to be we're going to have Comic-Con panels. We're going to have comic panels. We're going to have a cosplay contest, of course, hosted by none other than Lindsay sitting next to us, a.k.a. Night Darling. So she'll be here as well. She'll be there all day on Saturday. It'll be a lot of fun. And she's come prepared. She's got
and the Keiki Cosplay Parade on Sunday.
There's a Keiki Cosplay Parade as well. It's going to be good. We also have great comic book artists from Steve Lealoha to the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance. We're going to be celebrating the 25th anniversary of Darkwing Duck, which is going to be great.
Also recently added Trina Robbins.
Trina Robbins
She's going to be doing a Women in Comics panel.
That'll be fantastic. So it's going to be amazing. That's MauiComicCon.com for more information. And there's going to be booths there. There's going to be comics to sell. There are people to be comic book artists will be doing commissions. It's going to be quite the fun time. So you want to check it out. It's going to be November 5th and 6th, Saturday and Sunday. At the Lahaina Cannery Mall. Thank God, the only air-conditioned mall on Maui.
Air conditioning is key when you're dressed as a Wookiee.
Absolutely. I tell you what, we're trying to avoid the stench of most Comic-Cons. Anyway.
Packing your Febreze.
That's right. If somebody packs some Febreze, it's going to get nasty.
I just realized Lindsay probably needed some AC right now. I just cranked it up a little bit.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, sorry, Lindsay.
Thank you very much. Let's get into before we get into all the Comic-Con goodness and the Doctor Strange stuff, which I want to talk about here shortly. Let's go to the one and only Alika with our picks for comic books for the week. Maui Comics and Collectibles, 333 Derry Road in Kahului. You guys have got to come every Tuesday for 20% off Tuesday and every Wednesday for New Comic Book Wednesday.
Full price New Comic Book Wednesday.
That's correct, sir. We have to pay for Maui Comic Con somehow. So here's your chance to... help the cause happening Wednesday. Every single Wednesday's New Comic Book Wednesday. You don't want to miss out. So tell us what's brand new in the world of comic books, Alika, here at Maui Comics and Collectibles at 333 Derry Road in Kahului.
Starting alphabetically, of course.
Of course.
We've got Aquaman number 10.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new Avengers number 1 on Marvel Comics.
Okay.
Batman number 10. Big Trouble in Little China, Escape from New York, crossover.
Oh,
you remember
good.
That one's
good,
coming
good,
up.
Good.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you taking a selfie right now?
No, she's trying to crush your head. That's what it looked like to me. Yeah, it looks like Lindsay's trying
great.
To crush your head.
Yeah. I'm being Snapchatted.
Yeah, you are. You're being Snapchatted.
Champions 2, Cyborg number 4.
Yes.
Death of X, number 3 of 4. Death of Hawkman, number 2 of 6.
Ooh.
We're getting a lot of backstock in for Darkwing Duck and Fables, stuff for people to get signed by Steve Lealoha and the creative team of Darkwing Duck.
Silvani, Tad Stones.
Aaron Sparrow.
Aaron Sparrow. Yeah.
Vet Kerr. It sounds like a pirate's name.
It does.
Captain Jack.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Subliminal. Flintstones, number 5. Fool Killer, number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Green Arrow, number 10. Harley Quinn, number 7. I'm, like, bouncing back and forth between Marvel and DC.
Not a problem.
People are, like, getting all confused.
Yes,
right
they
now.
Are. Just a bit.
That's fine. It's fine. They're all confused anyway.
There's going to be a Legend of Zelda graphic novel edition for the Ocarina of Time.
Yes!
Ooh. Which I'm kind of excited
for. That's going to be super dope.
I'm a Zelda guy.
How many issues of those are coming in? Like a case?
A handful.
A healthy amount. Good.
Like whose hands, though?
Like my hands?
Your baby hands?
My baby hands?
Whatever, Trump.
Yeah, I got it.
Moon Knight, number 8. Which is a very popular series.
I think I'm going to make that shirt, my hands are bigger than Trump's. That's good.
Just put, like, baby handprints on your shirt.
Exactly.
Occupy Avengers number 1. Very timely with the acquittal of Clive and Bundy and his goons.
Uh-huh. And also the acquittal of Billy Connoy as well on the Big Island.
Hey, way to go, Billy. Wow.
Ah, look at you! Look at you!
Party with that guy.
Free Billy! Free Billy! Yeah, it's pretty crazy that the Bundys got acquitted. That was nuts. Not to get all political,
not
but
sure
yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Here.
But they're...
I'm lost.
don't worry about it.
The Standing Rock, the water protectors
the
over there,
protectors,
they're,
yes.
They're being, you know, responded to in a military fashion. And
yeah.
Clive and Bundy, who had guns pointed at officers who fired at them from a, you know, national park, they're like, have a good day, boys.
Well, Occupy.
Our mistake.
Occupy Marvel.
Yeah, it was Occupy Avengers, so we get to see that whole Clive and Bundy thing play out, but with Hawkeye in there somewhere.
Sweet. Wait, earlier you just said that Hawkeye was dying.
Oh, that's Hawkman.
Hawkman.
When you say
okay.
Occupy Avengers, it seems more real now. With Hawkeye in it. It seems more
street level.
It's more real.
Right.
It's like the next Netflix.
It's like the Bundy thing was fantasy, but this is the real thing.
That stuff is fantasy. I can't believe that's real life. They're like
real life.
They on multiple occasions pointed guns at federal agents. They're like, good day, boys. See you later. No, keep the guns. What are you talking about?
I'm telling you, it's going to be like the end of this comic. They're superheroes. This is what's going to happen.
They just start flying away.
That's going to be
spreading
awesome.
White privilege throughout the land.
That's awesome.
Sorry. Okay.
All right, anyway, go ahead. Right. Back to comic books.
All right. Look,
don't worry.
Forget about Earth. Let's hilarious. Go. Let's go to a place called Space with Rom. Used to be a Space Knight.
He's formerly a Space Knight.
Formerly a Space Knight because Marvel owns the rights to Space Knight.
Of course.
Oh, so he's not.
That's why Venom is a Space Knight now.
Can he be a Space Knigget?
I don't think you can say that on the pod.
I can't?
Okay. No. That sounds awfully.
This is his podcast, but I prefer you don't say it.
Isn't that what's happened in Monty Python and the Holy Grail? Yes?
Yes.
Well, yeah, but that's yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
We don't speak
But they're British. So they're halfway.
Sorry.
We don't speak the Queen's language.
I didn't mean to cross the line. Sorry. Anyway, go ahead.
Unless you're clapping coconuts together.
Okay.
No, that doesn't count here.
In the words of Charlie Murphy, you are a habitual line stepper.
all right, what's going on? What else is going on?
Shade the Changing Girl on the Young Animal imprint, the reboot of Vertigo.
Okay.
$6 Million Man, number 4 of 5.
Mm.
I don't know why you entered that line. That's why.
Does it still cost I'm, like, $6 million to keep him running? Because that seems awfully cheap.
It does seem awfully cheap.
That's a bargain.
Keep him going. That's right.
He's got hamster wheels going. And
that's awesome, man.
The Unworthy Thor, number 1.
Oh. Yeah.
Unworthy.
Finally, maybe we find out why Thor dropped the hammer and now Jane Foster's Thor.
Wow.
She's still Thor. Right
is now. She really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm not spoiling anything. That yet? Was like four or 5 months ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Walking Dead, number 160.
Mm-hmm.
The Whisperer Wars. So
oh, okay.
Oh,
that's
nice.
A big crossover series. Or
remind us by the end to talk about episode 2 of Walking Dead. Don't let us forget that.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, we'll remember that as well.
All right, that's the end of the list, buddy.
Fantastic. Well, listen. Amazing stuff. Maui Comics and Collectibles, 333 Dairy Road. in Kahului. You can't miss it. It's Maui Comics and Collectibles. Every single Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday. You can pick your copy up. You can even start a subscription here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. You still can, yes?
Of course.
Of course, okay. Wanted to make sure.
Every day.
That's right. So,
it's Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Come by, ask for Swan, and he'll be more than happy to help you, I think.
Push him around, too. Make sure you push them around because it doesn't count unless you do that.
That's right. That's right. So that's Maui Comics and Collectibles, 333 Dairy Road in Kahului.
Well, you know, one way to grease the wheels around here is to bring malasadas.
Oh, yes.
And I just want to say, for if Carl's listening out there, that Kai brought us Zippy's malasadas.
Fantastic.
Which Carl insists are the best.
They are. They were
no
good.
Comment.
I am not.
They were good because they were fresh.
No, they were great.
Good,
yeah,
they were good and hot.
They're good malasadas.
I will say this.
But Carl says they're the best.
It's debatable. There's a debate that goes on in my head. Like, are malasadas appropriate with cinnamon and sugar, or just sugar?
It's not bad with the cinnamon. I don't mind.
Oh, no, no, no. What I'm saying is, what the authenticity of a Portuguese malasada.
No.
How what percentage Portuguese are you?
Portuguese.
That's why I'm asking, because
well,
I'm not.
You are kind of Portuguese, so
I am.
Maybe you do have an opinion.
I've got zero in me right now.
I rode
now.
The bus once with a Portuguese, and he said that no.
is that what it is?
Yeah, he just said no.
Can I just say something?
I didn't actually ask him any questions. He just said no. So.
I'm so glad that Lindsay's here, by the way. I'm so happy she's going to be on, she's on the show with us today.
Forever.
You know what I'm also happy about? And I only say this. The last 2 weeks without Todd have been amazing. I don't know.
It's been like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Oh, my God.
I can breathe clearly.
Todd, we love you. I'm just kidding. Anyway, it has. But the show has gone better. The flow is better. You know, when Todd leaves, Hennessy comes back. It's crazy.
I miss having a guy to bring the show to a grinding halt. Over a very boring opinion that nobody has any frame of reference to understand.
That's right.
You too?
That's right.
I thought that was just me.
He's too busy right now. I don't know if you know this, Lindsay. He's too busy in New Zealand.
Partying up with the old family.
Partying up with the family down there. Yes, yes, yes. So he's having a good old time. I thought me and Alika thought he was back this week, which is really strange. So, yeah. But anyway, it's the third week without Todd. It's been freeing. And...
The skies have been clear.
It's not a look,
you sound like George rainbows. You sound like George Costanza talking about wearing a mustache.
That's right.
Like I'm a new me.
It's not a bad thing because I want Todd on the show. You know how much I love you, Todd. I'm just saying it's just been a very interesting 3 weeks now. So, and it's been fun.
What if?
Yeah.
This is like an episode of What If.
What if? So
I mean, this episode especially because there's no Todd.
There's no Gannon.
There's no Gannon. There's no C.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretending to be Gannon.
And for some strange...
Don't pretend to be Gannon.
When those three leave...
You've got enough of Gannon.
Yeah, when those three leave, we get a very talented and beautiful cosplayer in their place, which is fine with me. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I'm cool with it. So I'm completely cool with it. Yeah, no objections at all. Well, listen, speaking of Lindsay, my dear, thanks for joining us tonight. Why don't you, since we're talking about Maui Comic-Con, let's get back to the point here. MauiComicCon.com, where you can get more information. What can we expect? You are the cosplay, I want to say, mistress, as it were. What can
is
we
that
expect?
An appropriate title?
Would that be?
Jan is the cosplay mistress.
Is he?
He's the mister.
Yes. Here, put the mic up to you. There, perfect. So what can we expect come a cosplay contest at the Maui Comic-Con?
I'm really excited.
Okay, good.
It's going to be fantastic.
Good.
It's something that I'm really excited about because I want to see all of these underground cosplayers that we have on Maui.
Sure.
And they're bringing some heat. I've been hearing a lot of stuff.
From what I heard, you already got the trophies done up and ready?
We got trophies.
That's important to note, not just bragging rights.
No, I mean, like, you want those bragging rights for sure, but to have something to show other than a ribbon that says first place.
Heck yeah.
One of our friends over at P.E. Holo Ranch Zipline just dropped off the grand prize for the adult cosplay. What do you call that division, 13 and up?
Yeah, like the adult vision or open vision.
Open division. So it's going to be it's a 5-line tour for two at the P.E. Holo Ranch Zipline.
So first place.
So you could live your fantasy as a superhero and fly.
I don't know if he can wear a cape, though,
on the zipline. Oh, man. What a bummer.
About that. I don't know. Double check that.
Well, that's great. So that's great. By the way, I don't know if you heard the good news about this cosplay contest.
You're dressing up?
I'm co-hosting it with you.
Oh.
Yay!
She's the one who suggested. I would never have thrown you upon her. She's the one who asked me to ask you so.
Yeah, well, no, I can't do without you.
I tell you what, it's going to be a lot of fun for us to do this. I'm very excited about it. And you are going to be doing the cosplay contest. Do we have because I didn't ask, do we have entrance or how do we get? Do they sign up there?
Well, there's pre-registration, and yep. You know, but most of the people are going to be showing up, and we're going to have a registration booth where you can just sign up that moment. And
yep,
get awesome. In
there. And most of the people are going to be walking around, and you know how it is where you come to an event and you're kind of feeling it out and seeing what it's like. But when everybody sees everybody dressed up, they're going to be like, "Oh, I want to do the cosplay contest."
Fantastic. You know? Have you decided on you're doing two costumes.
I'm doing two costumes.
Have you finally decided on what two you're doing?
I am. On Saturday, I'm going to do Psylocke.
Ooh. Yes. Okay.
For the competition. And then
which Psylocke?
OG Psylocke.
Oh, good.
Nice. Wait, like how OG? Like Betsy Braddock?
Like the latest Fox movie.
Here's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm thinking. I'm guessing that she's going to wear it a lot better than Olivia Munn is. So that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. So that's good. So you can do Psylocke
for day one, uh-huh. And then Bulma for day two.
Bulma. Ooh, nice.
Who's going to be Vegeta?
I'm going to be searching for him that day. So, anybody like want to come and step? I know, right?
They're going to be like, I'm Vegeta.
I know, right? I'm looking for my Vegeta.
That's fun because it's nice. Going to be a Keiki cosplay parade as well. So there'll probably be some Dragon Ball
Saiyans in there.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
That's the point. We want to get everybody to come out and dress up and have fun with us.
Absolutely. So,
yeah, and it's Halloween just happened, so it's like,
Everything's 50% off
that's
now.
That's right.
Go to Walmart and get
it. It's sale.
That's right.
Go get it.
It's on sale. For more information about the cosplay contest and the Keiki Cosplay Parade happening this Saturday and Sunday, it is going to be at MauiComicCon.com. You do not want to miss that. I do want to highlight something that's happening at the con. There's going to be a live interview with Brian Cohn. Professor Barry.
Get a job. Yeah.
With director of Get a Job.
Barry's going to be interviewing Brian Cohn. And he also has Kuliana. I thought it was like coming out soon, but it's I'm not sure of the release date, but we're going to get some exclusive clips there.
Fantastic.
At the convention.
That's going to be awesome. You guys can check that out. Professor Barry is going to be rearing his head at the Comic-Con.
That guy showed up.
I know, about time he does something for the Nerd Watch.
All right. other than help create it.
I know, right? Right. He's obviously the inspiration. Also, by the way, just to give shout out to Professor Barry, you can check out his website. It's highfilmcriticsociety.org. HIfilmcriticsociety.org. All the movie reviews that he has done, and all those that are associated with the Hawaii Film Critics Society, myself, G Money included, along with Format. You can check out their reviews there.
Reviewer name on the website Format?
No.
You go
I'm under the government name.
Yeah. let me tell you something. I just want everybody to know that you would never, if you see him on this show, you would never guess his name on that website. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. I guarantee
it. Does his name not match his face?
If you're a racist.
Picture.
But what was really cool,
no
this
way that guy's name can be that.
This last few days is Professor Barry on the Nerdwatch. You can check it out at facebook.com/the Nerdwatch. He's given like his top 10 Halloween movies.
I've been enjoying that.
Yeah, it's been really fun reading his reviews for some classic.
That is
reviews.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's got
to know when he's going to review Chud.
So much stuff.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, like 6 movie reviews.
Yeah,
like,
it's insane.
When did you find the time to do that?
I'm telling you, what he does is he backlogs it. Telling you right now. No,
you're just jealous because you didn't think of it.
I'm just jealous because I didn't do it. I know. Professor Barry, a very talented writer and also a talented professor for real. Check out highfilmcriticsociety.org. Am I getting that right?
He just made it up.
It's highfilmcriticsociety.org.
You got the website right.
Why am I asking him when I'm on that page?
Weird. That's what we're all wondering,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. So check it out. Check out all our reviews. Got a ton of reviews up there. We try to keep
it back. Just go there and leave wacky comments.
That's right. Also, I want to talk to you guys about something else that's coming up, and I hope, Lindsay, you can join us. Thursday.
What is it?
7 o'clock.
There's candy. Some people count that as food.
Yeah, they do.
I live off of candy. I can do that.
This it's Thursday.
Twix is very nourishing, I found.
7 o'clock. Want to be there maybe around 6:30 at the Maui Mall Megaplex. The Nerd Watch presents Doctor Strange. The premiere of Doctor Strange is happening at 7 o'clock on Thursday at the Maui Mall Megaplex. You're not going to want to miss it. This movie has so far been getting rave reviews.
I can't wait to watch it.
We are so extremely excited about Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange opens up so many windows in the Marvel Universe.
It brings magic into
it.
It
does.
That thing they've been trying to get rid of.
That's right.
For the whole first two things.
Magic and Disney movies can handle magic.
It's just, you know.
The Fantastic does well in this universe.
But think about this. We could see Blade because of this.
Yeah!
Blade with the purple tin jacket now.
That's right. We could see that whole. We could see Dracula.
Because Marvel Disney does it right.
That's right. Yes, they do. Nerd Watch is going to be giving out prizes, some trivia as well. Well, hopefully trivia.
We've got a lot of free giveaways for that.
Tons of giveaways.
Doctor Strange comics.
Doctor Strange. We're going to be doing the first 2D showing of Doctor Strange on Thursday.
Showing.
Always the 2D showing. So please come out. Join us. It's going to be a lot of fun, without a doubt. It's going to be fun getting back into the mix of doing movie premieres, and Nerd Watch is doing it right with Doctor Strange.
And, you know, Maui Comics and Collectibles, our store, we printed store t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to bring a large with me as a prize for the trivia.
Ooh, nice.
That's going to be the first one that anybody gets.
Fantastic. We need that one to be like super hard.
Because the first sale is going to be at the cons.
So. Absolutely. That's going to be a lot of – that's an exclusive prize that's going to be happening at the Nerd Watch's premiere of Doctor Strange.
Answer.
No, you don't get one.
That's right. Oh. So check us out. Join us. And let us watch.
It's funny to be mean.
Let us watch the one and only Benedict Cumberbatch. Destroy
it. No, it's Benjamin Cabbage Patch.
Benjamin Cabbage Patch. Destroy it as Doctor Strange on the big screen.
Or as Tony Stark would call him, awesome facial hair twin.
Good too. That's good as well. Please, by all means, join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. All you got to do is buy a ticket before they all get sold out. Doctor Strange happening this Thursday night. November 3rd.
When we do the movies, the pre-sales sell out, don't they?
Yeah, they do a lot.
A lot of guys message me like, I got to get my ticket now.
Yeah. So yeah, November 3rd, Thursday, November 3rd is going to be a great, great time, courtesy of the Nerd Watch and Maui Mall Megaplex Regal, Maui Mall Megaplex 12. It'll be great.
They've always been good to the Nerd Watch, baby.
Yes, they have, and we're going to be good to them because they've asked us to do something in return for them, which I will share with you guys.
What is this?
You got to ask us first.
The theater. Oh, no, this is good.
This will fill us in on these things.
Right.
Before the announcement.
It's a topless calendar.
Yeah. Right. What Regal wants us to do.
Guess what, guys? You guys are manning the food... the vendor.
Oh, we're vetting the concession stand.
Yeah,
that's
concession
right.
Stand.
Do I have to dress up?
Great. Like,
you may have to, but not us. We don't
want to. Why not you guys? We'll all be totos. Everybody can be totos.
Yeah, that's true. We could. But it'll be a lot of fun, guys. Please join us. We are back in session for the Doctor Strange premiere courtesy of the Nerd Watch. Check it out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/nerdwatch. And, of course, the event is already up. A lot of fun. We are back in action. All right.
Yes.
We've got a couple other things to cover, which
action.
I want to talk about. There was a lot of controversy this week.
Uh-oh, controversy.
Yes, there was. Yes, I'm doing my veering thing again.
Yeah.
I should say, there was a lot of controversy last week. We might as well get it out of the way since we're talking about nerd stuff. Let's talk about Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Yes. Let's talk about the Walking Dead really quick. I want to get
easy on us this week for this episode.
I'm going to tell you something. As controversial as last week's one was, we had a very different episode this week for The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 2. I
had fun in this episode.
I would like to go around the table and get some thoughts. By the way, I never asked, are you a Walking Dead fan?
Not a complete fan. I've watched a few, but I haven't really submerged myself in it.
So you don't know where the world's at right now.
I mean, like, I follow up.
Do you know who Negan is? You know what he did to Rick's friends?
Yes.
Okay, you do know what happened.
He's going to find him and kill him?
Yeah.
It's okay, guys. Maybe he rolled underneath the RV. Everything's fine.
He totally didn't roll anywhere. Everything is fine.
It's a very touchy subject.
That's right.
It's kind of like politics. That's what I kind of want to just like,
that's
no.
It is kind of a touchy subject, but you know, it's okay. You have a lot on your plate. You got cosplay. I got you.
I don't want to look under that.
But here's the thing. This week, they took it easy on us. But there also was another controversy brewing in this episode. The appearance of Ezekiel, spoiler.
Oh, please, they lead with that on the commercial.
Yeah, I know. Let me know what you guys think. What did you guys – you missed it for, Matt.
I didn't manage to catch it because I was up late playing Smite.
Of course, the Game and Guru playing games.
Every one of Format's statuses for the past week have been Smite statuses. Right.
Smite status. <Yeah. laughs> You should hashtag that from now on.
I guess so.
You should. So what did you think of The Walking Dead?
It was very fun this episode. I had fun. Carol doing her little innocent play act with Ezekiel. And
yeah.
You watched it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing too spoiled in this episode. There's nothing crazy spoilery that happened. It was just fun to see the kingdom, Ezekiel's world, and Shiva, the tiger.
Yes.
For as much screen time as they could afford. And
Right.
That's
right?
Not a real tiger?
Oh, man. No. What?
And then their interactions with some of Negan's gang and such and such. It was a good, like, the episodes where they settle into an area.
Sure.
And they have those day-to-day, you learn about how their day functions by just doing... That was what this episode was, like figuring out how the kingdom functions and how everybody's day-to-day goes.
And that was that part was interesting, I thought. Hennessy, please tell me you're caught up. And use that mic. I can't hear you.
On the first one, half of it. Second one, you didn't even watch the whole first episode.
Oh,
hey, I saw what happened to Glenn.
All right. Okay.
Oh, that's the half you watched?
Popeye?
Oh, man.
Hennessy.
That was pretty.
Listen, I understand.
Up, yo.
But you got to catch up, man.
Oh, spoiler.
You're back on the cast, so you got to catch up, Hennessy.
I will be catching up.
All right.
He has homework to do.
Now, here, yes, he does. He's always the guy behind on his homework.
It's really funny. Only two that actually are caught up, G.
I can't believe it.
Wow.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
What's interesting for me about this episode of The Walking Dead was, and I actually kind of agree with some of the criticisms that's been getting in some articles, not forums, because I don't like pay attention to the fanboys. Mm-hmm. They almost feel like this is such a jump from the first episode that it's almost hokey with Ezekiel and the tiger, and I kind of felt that way when I was watching it.
Well, you need time to
it's hard to like, you know,
I think they knew the audience needed that. Like, maybe. All of these people are so innocent. We're back to finding citizens who are not familiar with fighting for their lives every day. It's not. It's a very lighthearted place. They eat cobbler for every meal.
Yes.
They sing hymns all day.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's very, like, cozy, and you're like, okay, take a break.
Nice.
We didn't even hear from Rick and his crew because we're like, bawl our eyes out if we even looked in his face or whatever. So it's like, we needed that break. Yeah, I don't think that's a bad jump. And in the comics, if I'm not, you know, I haven't read all the comics, so I'm not like, ooh, this wasn't like this or this wasn't like that. But
sure.
I think what the jump is, though, is Negan first appeared in issue 100, whereas Ezekiel was like almost 3 or 4 years later in issue 137.
Right.
Which is like much later down the line. So, but, you know, the way they're writing it, and they kind of already intertwined both of them. So I don't think they're going to have a hard time spinning the story in a good way, but.
I have. Here's my theory, and maybe you guys will agree with me, maybe not. But my theory is this: they went hardcore with Negan. Maybe Ezekiel is the balance of that. Maybe that's the thing.
To bring it back to lateness.
Right. To kind of give it. You know, they don't want it to be too heavy because Negan. That last episode was pretty heavy, and Negan's a very hardcore character. Maybe they're trying to balance it with Ezekiel. So maybe we've got to give it a couple more episodes, see how it goes. Maybe more people will be back on board because I know that a lot of people are still a little leery from episode one.
People leave the show after every premiere and then they come back and then it's like the ebb and flow of Walking Dead fandom. The fans are there.
That's true.
You know, the viewership the is always there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I was one of those that
That's why I laugh when people are like, I'm walking away. This is it. This is the one that broke me, man. I'm walking away from it. See you later, buddy. Yeah, you'll be back.
It almost broke me, and I didn't say I was walking away, but it did break me a little bit, and I was a little apprehensive. But I'm back on board. We'll see where it goes. I've got no other choice but to give it a chance. You know, I've been on the train for this long, you know, around seven seasons, so you might as well.
Ride it off the cliff.
Gotta ride it right off the cliff. That's right. So that premiere was on Sunday. We also had, by the way, switching gears really quick. I know you guys don't know anything about this, but Hell in a Cell was this weekend, and
is that WWE?
Yeah, it was, and that was pretty awesome.
Wrestling.
Let me tell you. I just want to tell you guys something, which is really cool. For the first time ever, the two ladies main evented a pay-per-view, and they did it in the Hell in a Cell, which was crazy. It was Sasha Banks and Charlotte. So, and I thought that was pretty cool. But anyway, I don't want to waste everybody's time on wrestling, because I know not everybody here is a wrestling fan.
Don't have any of your backup who is.
I know. No, Hennessy's
here. Swan is here.
Kai's here.
You guys stay over there.
That's right.
Yeah. That's why you guys sit on that side of the
divided room.
We're all body slam you, brother.
That's right. See, they don't understand the addiction. It's great. It's our opportunity to escape.
It's real to you.
It's always been real to me.
It's
all that matters.
It's male soap opera.
That's right. It is. It's exactly what it is. But anyway,
Leave me alone. I need to watch my story.
That's right. I have to say that I was very impressed. The women did a great job on their pay-per-view, and I just wanted to give them a shout-out before we moved on. So anyway, back to more nerd stuff. Wrestling wasn't. I can't believe
you're nerdy about wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah. Nerdy about wrestling. Yeah. That's true. I guess that's nerdier wrestling. Than we have to.
That's nerd culture.
I want you guys to know something very interesting. veering back to movies. I can't even believe I'm saying this. For the second week in a row, a Madea movie was number one at the box office.
They also have something that was supposed to do good.
It was supposed to be Inferno with Tom Hanks.
Inferno,
it was supposed to be
a Dan Brown book.
And Madea beat the hell out of Tom Hanks at the box office.
Sorry, Tom Hanks.
So, boo, a Madea Halloween.
Can you blame it, though? I guess that guy throws on a muumuu, that's game over, man.
I don't get it. Are you a fan? Yeah. Of Madea?
Tyler Perry.
Like, not like crazy. But
no, but you like this stuff?
Okay. You won't change your channel if it's on.
Yeah, okay. You got to answer
it's
me
tolerable.
This.
It's tolerable.
Can you answer me this
you
question?
Forget what's she puts on costumes, like, regularly.
True.
She can relate.
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't understand the appeal of Madea. I don't get it. Am I missing something?
Yeah, she speaks funny.
Is that what it is?
No, she talks funny. Heller.
Is she? It's the sassiness.
I think it's like the sassiness, that I flow with a little bit.
Okay,
but then
it's like you in a moomoo.
Interesting.
You in a moomoo.
That should be your cosplay.
I will pay money to see that.
First of all, racist. Secondly,
not racist. You can be anything you want to be, G.
Even the president.
That could be the
not
president.
The president. Please, not the president.
That's what cosplay is all about.
Pick something else.
That's true. But I was just shocked that Madea pulled off a 2-week number one slot at the box office, beating out Tom Hanks.
I can't wait to see what movie he is put up against next.
Well, this week, of course, is Doctor Strange and another movie that I'm very much looking forward to, which is not very nerdy, only nerdy for us history guys, and that's Hacksaw Ridge, the one
that
directed
looks
by
good
Mel Gibson.
With Andrew Garfield?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Yeah. That's a story that I knew about when I was a kid, because my dad was such a World War II guy. The story about Doss is crazy. It's true. This guy never picked up a gun. Was told that he wanted
that went to the front
line.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy story. Oh. Phenomenal. And James, is it Andrew Garfield? Andrew Garfield looks like he's going to do a bang up job in that show. So I think Madea is going to fall off the cliff this week. And
bye,
it's going to be Doc.
Yes, I don't know, man.
Bye, girl. Bye, Felicia. And we're going to say goodbye to her. And we're going to say hello to Dr. Strange and Hacksaw Ridge this week. So I can't wait to see both of them. Not that I'd ever. I would love to have done the premiere for Hacksaw Ridge, but I don't think we'd have the right audience. Hey, Hacksaw Ridge guys, we're the Nerd Watch.
It's a bunch of old vets.
Who the hell are you guys?
Here's your free giveaway.
What's a podcast?
We got Emma Patience.
What's a podcast? That's good. Yeah, what's a podcast? That's great.
Where's the newsreel?
That's my bedtime.
That's right. It's 7 o'clock. Half of them are asleep already in the theater. That's pretty crazy. Anyway. I know, right? Exactly. It's like, oh, man, you got to be checking pulses.
I know.
It's crazy.
More work than it.
Anyway, yeah, more work than we need. I want to know, are you coming with us? Are you available Thursday?
I am available Thursday.
Fantastic. All right.
Come hang out. Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. Come see me. You can be part of the crew. So,
you can fill in for Ganon again.
Let's not tell Ganon what time it is.
That's right.
I think he's the one that put up the event.
He did.
Let's hope he forgets.
No. Let's hope he forgets. She'll be part of the crew as well. I cannot wait for Thursday night. Anywho, I wanted to know the appeal of Madea. There's been a ton of people that love that stuff. I just don't get it. I guess it's not a show for me. So, okay. I guess
my wife actually likes the other Tyler Perry movies that aren't Madea.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
I catch her watching a lot of those.
I will say this,
they're more dramatic. There's not really a lot of comedy in them.
I will say that there are two movies that Tyler Perry is in.
And the guy's got range because he is a pretty good dramatic actor in those movies.
He ruined the new Star Trek reboot for me, but that's okay.
Oh, he was in that?
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't watch the new Star Trek reboot.
Yeah, he was on the council that was admonishing.
What
Kirk.
Was it called? The movie
Councilman Perry. Was... I guess I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, that would be so amazing. Hello, Spock.
That's great.
You're in a dereliction of duty. Hello.
Yeah, he's in the first. He's in the first Star Trek reboot, which is great. No, but there are two movies that Tyler Perry's in that I have to say that I liked, and that was Why Did I Get Married and Why Did I Get Married Too? If you've never seen those two movies,
I've seen the first one.
It's not nerd, but it's not. I tell you what, man, I actually enjoyed that. I guess maybe I don't get the comedy. The drama I get, but that comedy I am not a fan of. So, but anyway.
Not wholesome enough for you, G?
Oh, it's really wholesome, apparently. I guess. I'm missing out on that. Anything I'm missing, by the way?
That was dog whistle politics.
I know it was. I know. I was trying to pick up what you were throwing down, but I wasn't going to fall for your bait.
You went to the Rush Limbaugh Institute. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they gave you the cut sheet at the beginning of the day.
So anything else I'm missing this week, guys? We've got a few minutes left in the pod.
I've been binging on Black Mirror. I'm convinced we're in the Matrix right now. You guys aren't real.
They had an amazing episode that I've only heard of and haven't watched it. Have you watched? Have any of you guys other than
I'm four episodes deep, so my mind is pretty much tied in knots right now.
I heard that the latest episode for Black Mirror is the one where everybody's life was run by likes.
Oh, that was the first episode.
That was incredible.
And kind of depressing. But it had a weird end. Like, the end was like, what was the statement trying to be made there? But it was like, the whole thing was just brutal to watch. But you were just like, that is not far off from what's going on right now.
It's this generation's Twilight Zone.
Well, put it this way. I'm not spoiling anything, but basically, there's a social network that's not, like, voluntary. Everybody participates. And there's a 5-star rating, and like the high echelon of society is like the 4 5s to 5s,
right?
And they get better credit. They have they get discounts on housing and everything. They get to live in gated communities.
Sure.
And the lower you are on the likes chart is like, you have to shop here. You're only allowed to get this at the rental car place. You're like, you only qualify for this level of car.
So what you're saying?
It's pretty crazy because it's almost true. Because when people, when you go to apply for a job, they check your
social media.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. What you're saying is, from that episode, is I'd be in the slums and would be in a
you'd
gated
be
community
one of the,
you'd, somewhere.
Yeah, totally. You'd be like one of the
in a gated
really
community
rude
somewhere.
Guys
Can't
working at toll booth.
That's right. Right. That's what I'd be doing.
Yeah. And Lindsay would give you like a 1-star review and you'd be like, yeah, eat it.
Exactly.
Exactly. And you're going to say something derogatory?
Oh, no, I'm not sure. Nah, you're not that mean at all.
I'm totally going to look at Uber drivers like a different way now.
So you've been binging on Black Mirror.
Yeah.
I'm probably definitely never going to watch it.
Really? Why is that?
As someone that lives and breathes technology, no.
It's scary.
It is scary. Yeah. That's true. That is true. You know what's funny is that the first season was the second season,
which season was White Bear?
I think that was the first season.
Yeah, that episode's incredible.
No, that's holy the second. Crap. No, that is. I think that's the second season. I'd have to double check it. But the second season is when that's when I was on board. So yeah. Anyway, that's on Netflix, obviously.
Yeah.
So you guys have definitely got to check that out.
Is that a Netflix original?
Yeah. It wasn't before. It was on something else. Yeah.
I think it was on the BBC, I believe. So hey. You got the 7?
I do.
Shut your face.
Yeah.
What? I love it.
The 7 is out now?
The iPhone 7. Yeah. This iPhone 7's been out. Look at that.
Yeah. How's it feel to live life without headphone jack?
See? Look at that.
I have mixed feelings about this thing. Because the attachment, I always lose it. So I'm like...
It was built to be lost.
Black Mirror is coming true. See? She gets the better phone than all of us. It's already there.
Yeah. And she's got you know what the Black twice. Mirror is,
more
right?
Likes.
It's 10 more likes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, Black Mirror.
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I get it. I get it.
He doesn't get it.
Picking up what you're
throwing down.
You're so hip.
I'm trying to be. You know, I'm a regular hipster.
Hip enough.
Listen, the only hipster here is the person that's dressed up as Totoro. So
that's borderline hipster.
That is definitely borderline hipster for sure.
I'm going to go run amok in Kahului now.
Hey, by the way, I forgot to ask, since we're talking about Black Mirror and all things scary, how was everyone's Halloween?
It was great.
And what did you guys do?
I brought the kids trick-or-treating around.
Oh, good.
Dressed up as my cosplay for the Comic-Con.
Cool.
Ooh. Tried it out.
Well, and?
Which is?
Qui-Gon.
Nice.
It's easy. I got the beard and the man bun. I just have the robe and
very
done.
Good.
Nice. Nice.
That's awesome.
What about you, Foreman? What'd you do?
I killed gods all night.
Of course. God. You were
like a boss.
Sorry, you were smiting.
Now I'm like, I don't feel safe sitting next to you.
You were smiting gods all night long. Hennessy, what about you, sir?
I was working.
Hey, your microphone. Are you forgetting how to work? You're working. What were you doing?
I was doing yard work.
Oh, really?
Landscaping.
Smashing pumpkins.
Wow, smashing pumpkins. That'd be
literally. I know, right?
That's fantastic.
What did you do?
Me?
Probably shooting little kids with paintball guns.
He was hacking all the Hillary houses.
I have to tell you what. I hate Halloween. Not a fan. What? Yeah, sorry. Not a fan of Halloween.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't stand needy little freaking kids knocking at my door,
needy,
begging for candy. Can't
my little
handle
2-year-old
that.
Boy, his eyes were like, it was heaven on earth. It's like, life could be like this.
What's
well, I can walk to people's house and they give me candy.
Here's free the funny stuff. They're your 2-year-old is tolerable. The rest of these kids. I'm telling you right now.
Not so tolerable.
So
Sam, hey, man.
I love sitting out. That's right. Sitting outside telling kids get off the lawn is my thing. I don't know. I'm just one of those.
Do you put the light on so they walk up and then tell them there's no candy?
That's right. No,
the Grinch of Halloween.
I do. I turn on the light and then I open the door when they knock on the door and I have my big pumpkin which has no candy and I go, oh.
That sounds like a G thing.
And then I just shut the door.
Oh. Your Halloween costume should have been Krampus.
I know it should have been. That would have been awesome. But no, I, in all honesty, I don't do much on Halloween. I try to avoid the holiday as much
You're
as possible.
You're a cantankerous old man.
I am. And you know what the funny thing is that it seemed like there were a lot more lights out this year that I noticed. I mean, in neighborhoods.
Like less lights on?
Yeah, less lights on. So
my neighborhood is kind of sparse anyways, but then they have like the Grace Bible Church is by our house. So they do the trunk or treat over there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
We do like a round around the neighborhood. That's enough candy. I mean, kids don't need like gallon buckets.
And I heard that the Queen Kamehameha Center had this like huge thing in the mall.
That's
where I was.
Oh, were you there?
And Maui Mall did one a couple days earlier.
Yeah, the 28th. Yeah. I heard the one at the Kalamata Center was nuts.
Oh, really?
I went at 5 and it was already packed.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And I dressed up as Velma.
Oh, you did your Velma costume?
And there was a few people who were like, night, darling. And I was like, oh, my God.
They recognize you from it?
Awesome. Yeah. There was a girl like walking behind me and like Snapchatting. I'm walking behind night, darling, right now.
You became someone else's blog.
I heard
Snapchatting yourself.
I know,
and it's like showing up on her.
I heard at the mall, like, you couldn't, they were telling me, like, you couldn't walk into stores with your costume on to get the candy. Like, you had to take your masks off and stuff.
Yeah, no masks. Oh. They're being really strict about that.
Pretty crazy.
Just like, you know, what's the theater with no weapons and no masks.
It's crazy, right? Like the theater, right? Yeah. And what's interesting is that they were having some issue with guys with clown masks, I heard, too.
No.
What happened with that? Did you see any? Yeah, Lindsay, come on.
What happened, Lindsay? What's going on?
You were there.
I didn't see any clown masks while I was there. It was still light out.
Oh, they got them all out.
Yeah,
maybe. Got there. Yeah, well, I would have regulated.
They said
hard.
The guys with clown masks weren't wearing it per se. They had it over their head,
like a hat.
Yes, behind their head. And apparently, security was like all up on that It was
that's
crazy.
A bunch of
killer clown.
Media. Yeah. That's an example of media panic.
Agreed. Yeah.
The clown thing, because now anybody dressed like a clown is like how quickly
down.
It progressed. Because without the internet and social media, we all agreed clowns were kind of creepy, but there were still funny clowns in the world that did parties and stuff. Mm-hmm. Now it's like clowns. I think this is the last generation that's going to witness physical. Actual clowns.
And
they're going extinct.
No, you're right. Because, listen.
I agree.
I don't think.
Yeah, it's like.
It ruined it for me.
I don't think one actual clown murdering somebody should ruin anybody's fun. So.
The best clown.
You know what I'm saying. Look.
They all
I can't
down
do it.
Clowns shouldn't be murdering people, all right? I agree with you.
I agree. I like I said,
everybody
I don't
knows
think...
you just hit them in the nose
right.
And they blow up in a thing of confetti.
It's the one that you bop and then they come back.
I thought you were going to say the killer clowns from Mars when you pop them in the nose.
Clowns are like,
all they spin around
from
and
outer
pop.
Space, yeah.
When was that?
Killer clowns from outer space? You've never
oh,
seen
yes.
That?
Okay.
All I'm saying is that every local boy can, if that's how you kill a clown, every local boy can relate because that's how you're supposed to defend yourself against a shark.
Yeah, pop them
so
in the nose.
That's how you pop them right in the nose. So,
where the sun doesn't shine.
That's right. So,
for you girls.
But just imagine the kid who went to clown college for 4 years. And he's just about
good
to graduate, and it's this year. And he watches news, and he's like, "What the?"
I know, Reeks
Mom, you're going to be really mad, but there's no way for me to pay back my clown college tuition.
That's right.
They are not hiring clowns.
That's
right.
You reach the status.
I'm sure you can pay it off in tickets.
You're in clown college. You reach the status of Pie Master General, and you're like,
wah, wah, wah.
That's right.
What do you specialize
like,
in?
What do you? Oh, that's seltzers. My thing. And then all of a sudden, now they think you're murderous. Oh, go figure. They're very scared of us now.
They
get
just had to
check
ruin
out
it.
That's right. That's right.
They're never going to watch my handkerchief now.
I know.
My handkerchief trick.
Not even for a second.
That's right. They're not pulling handkerchiefs.
Rodeos everywhere.
That's right. That's not a handkerchief coming out of his mouth. Yeah. That's
it's the only place a clown would get hired is a rodeo, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they get accosted by a bull.
Yeah, they get
accosted
by a bull.
Yeah.
That's always
bull.
Fun.
Oh, yeah, that's always fun. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
But I did watch. A Halloween night, I do know that I watched a couple of old scary movies. I always watch old scary movies.
Disappointing Children?
In between Disappointing Children.
Gotcha.
So, because they're short. Like, I watched The Wolfman, the classic Wolfman.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the children.
No.
They're short, too.
Yeah. That's right. I watched, like, The Invisible Man. Things like that, like the old classics.
Basically, like all the Universal Monsters.
Yes, Universal Monster stuff is always – that's stuff I grew up with, so I'm very connected to that.
You
so
grew
I
up in the
those.
1950s.
Yeah. My father grew up in the 1950s, and I grew up in his house, so
well,
obviously
you know, I can relate because my dad totally, like, everything was black and white TV.
Yeah. So and it's weird how it rubs off when you get older, and, like, you feel this discomfort that comes with watching some of that stuff.
For me, it's Speed Racer, man. There's nothing better than watching Speed Racer.
Really? For you?
Or the campy Batman or Star Trek, but just like all that 50s TV. And
speaking
60s
of Batman,
Johnny Quest is good.
Yeah, I always I I was never a fan of Johnny Quest.
He hates Hanna-Barbera.
I do hate Hanna-Barbera. It's not Johnny Quest that I didn't like. I didn't like Clutch Cargo. That's it.
How'd you feel about Haji?
Yeah.
You know he hated him.
Once again, you're throwing the bait out there. I'm not biting it. I was going to say that. What was I going to say?
Race Banyan?
No.
Clutch Cargo?
Race Banyan.
No, Clutch Cargo. You're right. I'm trying to steer back to my point. No, I didn't like Clutch Cargo. Johnny Quest, I liked. Johnny Quest was fine. Yeah, the Clutch Cargo thing was weird. Super weird. I didn't get it at all. So, but anyway, that's what I did on my my Halloween Eve. Nothing too much to write home about for sure. So, but anyway, you know what? We are now about 50 minutes into the pond. We got about 6 minutes left.
Well, let's get started.
Let's get started.
So what new comics are coming in?
Let's go.
Hey, but you know what? I wanted to ask you on the point of Halloween, and I can't believe you passed up the opportunity to talk about all the controversies about culturally appropriated costumes and everything.
Oh, boy. You know what?
I'm not trying to start it up.
But you're right.
Bring something up that is funny about cultural appropriation.
There was a media firestorm over that stuff this year.
Well, there was a funny meme where they. People were going to culturally inappropriate costumes and putting in standard Caucasian costumes. And it would be like a guy on a Segway, a collared shirt. see how the white guys like it.
I saw Hillary Duff get flack on the internet for that. Her
dressed up as a Mexican again?
No, dressed up as a pilgrim, and her boyfriend dressed up as a Native American with the full headdress.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he. Okay. So,
don't you know Chris Hemsworth already apologized for that? Don't go repeating.
I know, right? Chris Hemsworth. I saw that too. I was like, shut up.
To be
Chris.
Fair, the costume looked dope. I mean,
because
the quality in there.
Of course,
he's going to
look great in anything.
You know what made it worse? He didn't just dress up as an Indian, which was fine. Had no problem
with that.
They're
not Indians, by the way.
And the pilgrim thing was not a problem.
This isn't India.
He actually painted the majority of his face red. And I thought that's
red face.
Right.
That's totally red face.
That probably
got
people ticked
off.
That tilted the scales
in
his favor.
Let me give you an example of cultural appropriation here in Hawaii that nobody's upset about.
What?
And it came to my mind when we were talking about you being part Portuguese.
Yes.
But,
which is zero, but okay.
But you sound Portuguese.
Yeah, I do.
But cultural appropriation is essential to Hawaiian culture. Because without cultural appropriation, where the Hawaiians culturally appropriated the ukulele from the Portuguese.
They did. You know what's funny is that. It's so funny that you bring that up.
You don't hear the Portuguese getting all upset about it. They're happy to share.
Living in Hawaii, the local lifestyle culturally appropriates.
I mean, them and their
everybody appropriates each other's crap all over the place.
Right.
They're making musubis. Japanese people aren't like, "What are you doing to my?" You put spam in there.
That's right.
Why with spam? There's fishbowls being there.
That's right. That's my teriyaki. That's Japan. No, they don't do anything. That crap. You're right. We culturally appropriate everything.
Everybody in Hawaii culturally appropriates.
I don't know.
Yes. No. And you're absolutely right. We take we take everything from different cultures and we culturally
take
appropriate
it all.
We do. We do.
Yeah. Melting pot.
But it's take is the wrong word. We share.
We do. And we don't
and
get.
That's the best part.
That's right. And we don't get butthurt about it.
But if you go to the mainland and people are very particular about they're very isolated by culture and stuff. And it's don't touch my culture and don't change it and don't use it your way and this and that. And I understand why some people want to protect their roots and heritage and culture, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And why you want to stay true to yourself and everything. But at the same time, Hawaii has done such great things with sharing everything that we have, which is amazing.
It's there's that new movie.
I want to ride a Segway one day.
You look Hawaiian great in dream. A collared shirt. You could rock a collared shirt. Argyle socks.
Mm-hmm.
You could
do that. That's right. Just remember.
I'm not going to judge you for
it. That would be awesome.
It'll be okay.
That's right. Just remember.
I'm going to love you just the way that you are.
Awesome.
Only white people can afford Segways.
I'll even walk into a gated community.
That's part of the privilege, right?
That's right.
Part
of the privilege. Just press random buttons at the gate and not get in.
It's free to dream.
That's right. Free to dream.
You can dream.
Yeah, that's right. We'll try and get into Lindsay's gated community because she gets the most likes at this table.
Or you're talking about the Black Mirror like community.
That's right, the Black Mirror like community. Anyway, listen, gentlemen and lady, thank you guys so much for being here tonight. Lindsay, thanks for filling in for Gannon. It was so much more pleasant having you here than him.
I love how you made it a prerequisite for her to be here that Gannon can't be here.
I do. I like that too as well. You are
Gannon's the one he messaged me.
He did.
He was like, you should do the podcast tonight. He's gonna regret that. Let's see. Mm-hmm. And he's like, and it's your birthday. You have to go. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. That's right. I didn't want to make a big deal out of it. But listen, happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks for spending it with us.
Happy birthday.
I didn't know if you wanted to make a big deal about it.
Happy birthday.
I would never ask how old you are, but you would look not a day over 20.
28.
Happy birthday.
Man, I tell you what. Oh.
If you're admitting to 28, you must be like 40 or something.
Well, I guess you could say that you wear your age well, dear. So you look.
It's
look
the Totoro costume.
It is. It's gotta be totally that.
Anybody going to run around in a Totoro costume? Yeah. You're going to see like 15,
that's right.
20.
Mentally young. At least.
Yeah. Right.
You can, that tall teenager.
Exactly.
That's right. You can go and see Lindsay, aka Night Darling, this Saturday and Sunday at the Maui Comic Con, happening November 5th and 6th.
Go see her at the Night Darling cosplay booth.
Yes.
Where you'll be registering for the cosplay contest if you so choose, and your props check or anything that may appear to be a weapon is checked to make sure it's safe. You cannot walk around the con with your stuff.
Yes.
Unless it's been checked, we'll tag it, and it'll be good.
Fantastic. So check it out November 5th and 6th. For more information, MauiComicCon.com. Do not forget to join us for this Thursday night for the premiere of Doctor Strange happening at the Maui Mall Megaplex. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're back. NerdWatch is back in action. We are out of time. We have got to say aloha to YouTube and to Akaku and the rest of you guys in the podcast. So Lindsay,
Gannon,
thanks for coming.
And
we're so happy you came. You're more than welcome back at any time. You ever want to just goof off and have fun with us, we'd love to have you. It's been phenomenal. November 5th and 6th, you want to come, don't meet us. Meet her. She's a lot more pleasant than we are. Check her out Saturday and Sunday. That's right.
Format's all right, too.
Format's okay, too. For Lindsay, for Format, our gaming guru, he'll give us more details on Smite.
Because I flow!
That's right. And then, of course, for the comic book chairman himself, Alika, for Hennessy, our sage, and for our cameraman, the one and only comic book henchman, Swanee, and, of course, the Peanut Gallery, Kai is here as well. Let's just call him the Malasada Man.
Yeah.
There you go. So
that means every Tuesday.
I cannot wait.
It's on.
You got a name to live up to now. Yeah,
that's right. So till next week, ladies and gentlemen, when we give you our review of the Maui Comic Con, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. We will see you this weekend at the Comic-Con, November 5th and 6th. You don't want to miss it, 10 a.m. to 7, both days. It's going to be a lot of fun. And until then, we say to you guys, aloha!
The Jiggy Jar Jar Doo!